Kemba Walker is on a tear to open the season. Entered tonight the third leading scorer in the NBA. Second in three-pointers made. Will end tonight first in the NBA in three-pointers made. He's likely going to climb the scoring ranks once again. 43 tonight. The Hornets beat the number one defense in the NBA in the Boston Celtics and improve back to 500 on the season. 8-8 overall. The Hornets get back to two games over 500 here at Spectrum Center at 5-3, knocking off the Celtics 117-112. And I give you this stat line for Kemba Walker over the last two games. 103 points combined, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, 5 steals over the last two. He is 35 of 49 from the field over the last two games. And to go along with that, Kemba is 13 of 27 from beyond the three-point line. Kemba Walker is playing like an MVP candidate, an MVP chance. Rained down on him at the free throw line late in the fourth quarter against the Boston Celtics. Jeremy Lamb had 18 points, 6 rebounds. Only one other Hornet other than those two reached double-digit scoring. It was Billy Hernangómez who had a nice scoring night. 14 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. The Hornets saw Boston shoot just over 50% from the field, but held Boston to 9 of 32 from beyond the three-point line. That's 28% from the three-point line. From a shooting standpoint, the Hornets with the rebounding edge, 44-41, and the Hornets racked up 11 second-chance points to overcome a 22-6 fast break edge for the Boston Celtics and a 45-33 edge for the bench in favor of the Boston Celtics. 9 ties. We also had 18 lead changes. The Hornets led by as many as 13, Boston by as many as 10, but Kemba Walker with another banner night. 43 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 14 of 25 shooting, 7 of 13 from beyond the three-point line, including the one that iced it to push the Hornets up by 6 with about 30 seconds remaining. The Hornets a winner tonight over the Boston Celtics, 117-112 at the Hive. We'll take a timeout. We'll continue. James Hamlin's got highlights from what happened, especially down the stretch in the fourth quarter after this on the Charlotte Hornets Radio Network.